our hands together for Mr. Mike Seeger.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be part of this wonderful, huge event that folks like us don't hear about up in Virginia. We'd like to export something like this to the state of Virginia. I thought I'd do some songs that mostly come from Virginia, a couple perhaps from the neighboring states of North Carolina and Kentucky. And I'll start out with a piece from Virginia, Cumberland Gap, which is a popular fiddle and banjo tune at the hands of a great guitar player like Maybelle Carter, became a guitar tune, and I learned that from her as we traveled a little bit back in the 60s. And here we go with Cumberland Gap. My wife's pap walked all the way from Cumberland Gap. That's the only way then. Boys, take a little rest. We'll all wake up in a whippoorwill's nest. Carter family was from the southwestern part of the state, which is very mountainous, and in Scott County, not too far from Bristol, for those of you who are from up north there. And when they first recorded back in 1927, they made some records which sold very, very well. And for those in those days, selling 100,000 or 200,000 records was selling really well. So as a result of their early records selling well, A.P. Carter, kind of the ramrod of the group, went in ever-widening circles from his home after they had exhausted their families, most of their family music. They went around collecting. They were folk song collectors, and they were reviving some of the old songs from the late 1800s. And they also went into the African-American community of nearby Kingsport, Tennessee. And there they met Brownie McGee, who's well-known amongst folk people in the city now. And they also met Leslie Riddle, who was a friend of Brownie McGee's. And they befriended him, and Leslie came up and stayed with them up in Poor Valley, their home, up in a valley between two ridges in Virginia. And they learned songs from one another. And this is one that Maybelle and A.P. learned from Leslie Riddle, and which has become popular, moderately popular in the folk song world, the Cannonball. You can wash my jumper, starch my overall, ride the train they call, Cannonball, my honeybee, to Washington. Yonder comes the train, coming down the line, trying to make up all
lost time, my honeybee, my blue-eyed babe. My baby's gone and left me, even took my shoe. I love to give me the doggone weary blues, my honeybee, she's solid gone. I'm going up north this fall, if my luck don't change, I won't be back at all, my honeybee, I believe in you. Thank you. All the songs in this set with the guitar, because I didn't play the guitar last night at all. Composers, that is, that they played songs that were, I mean, they made up music that was dissonant. It's the kind of music, as I said last night, that they don't play on NPR. So then in the 30s, they discovered this kind of music. Of course, it was just like this country. It was here all along. And they brought me and my younger sisters up on this kind of music and got my older brother Pete involved with it. And this is a song that he loved to sing, because a ballad in this kind, in folk music, is one that tells a story. It's a narrative. And this is one that tells a kind of a long story. Everybody get as comfortable as you can on the same tin chair that I have. And I like this because, well, for a whole lot of reasons, but unlike some ballads, two of the three prime people in it end up happy and all end up alive. So it's a serious love story. It's a nice love story, and I like it for that, too. Down in Carlisle, there lived a lady, being most beautiful and gay. She was determined to live a lady, no man on earth could her betray. Unless it were a man of honor, man of honor in high degree, and then approached to loving soldiers, this fair lady for to see. One being a brave lieutenant and a man of war, the other being a brave sea captain, captain of the ship that had come from afar. Then up spoke this fair young lady, saying, I can't be but one man's bride, but if you'll come back tomorrow morning, and on this case we will decide. She ordered her a span of horses at her command. And down the road these three did travel, till they came to a lion's den. There she stopped, and there she halted. These two soldiers stood gazing around, and for the space of half an hour, this young lady lies speechless on the ground. And when she did recover, through her fan
down in the lion's den, saying, which of you to gain a lady will return her fan again? Then up spoke that brave lieutenant, raised his voice both loud and clear, saying, I know I am a dear lover of women, but I will not give my life for love. Then up spoke this brave sea captain, raised his voice both loud and high, saying, I know I am a dear lover of women, I will return her fan or die. Down in the lion's den he boldly entered, lions being both wild and fierce, he marched around and in among them safely returned her fan again. And when she saw her true love coming, seeing no harm had been done to him, she threw herself against his bosom, saying, here is the prize that you have won.
Thank you. Blues are a big part of Southern music, starting after the time when the blues were popular throughout the United States. You could call anything the blues that you wanted to. You could even call a ballad the blues. But some of them were really blues, and some of them were blues and weren't called blues. I thought I'd do you one of those. I don't know how the time is looking. You'll have to just kind of tell me after a while here. Hi, Frankie.
Hi.
Hey, Doug. I don't want to take any of your time away from you. About 10? Oh, heck, I'll do you another song before that. Ms. Libba Cotton was a very important person in my life. She worked for our family for a while, and then we found out she could play guitar, and eventually I went to work for her in a way. I was her roadie and opening act. Afterward, she got real well known and got a Grammy nomination. And she wrote a bunch of songs. I'll do Freight Train later, but now I think I'd like to do Oh Babe, It Ain't No Line. I'm going to move this in just a little bit closer. You might want to change the sound a little bit because this is very quiet playing. Ms. Cotton played left-handed, a regular guitar left-handed like this, in a style that she adapted for her left-handed playing from hearing parlor guitar music and from hearing some of the country blues artists from her home community of Carrboro near Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And then we picked up, my sister Peggy and I picked up that style from her. And I try to get real close to the way she'd played, but of course you never do, so you come up with something a little bit different. This is Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie. If you'd like to sing along on the chorus, please do. Tellin' her lies on me. Oh, babe, it ain't no lie. Oh, babe, it ain't no lie. Oh, babe, it ain't no lie. No, this life I'm living is very high. You can sing on that if you want.
recorded. Maybe you've heard that one. Others too. I've been all around, Lord, this whole round world. I just got back today. Lord, I work all the week, give my money all to you. Honey, baby, what more can I do? Oh, baby. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Okay, again. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Once more. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Know this life. Know this life I'm living is very high.
Most of you may be familiar with Grandpa Jones as a hee-haw character. He was a wonderful man, and he was also a good singer, and he sang, amongst other things, blues. He is a Kentuckian, and I don't know where this song came from, but this is where it's going today. It's kind of a blues in a way. It's a lament, I guess you might say. Picks on this, I'm going to be down home on this. I think I can do a little bit better. Well, there's more important things than being in tune. The Blue Ridge Mountain, there I'll take my stand. On the Blue Ridge Mountain, there I'll take my stand. With a rifle on my shoulder, six shooter in my hand. Lord, Lord, I've been all around this world. Lully, my Lully, won't you come and open the door? Lully, my Lully, won't you come and open the door? Before I have to open it with my old 44, Lord, Lord, I've been all around this world. Her parlor, and she cooed me with her fan. Took me down to the parlor, and she cooed me with her fan. Whispered low in a mammy's ear, I love this rambling man, Lord, Lord, all around this world. When you even meet up, rich girl, just pass her on down the line. When you meet a rich girl, just pass her on down the line. But when you meet a poor gal, just ask her to be my Lord, Lord. I've been all around this world. Sister makes three. Mama and Papa
sister makes three. They're taking me to the gallows, boy. That's the last you see of me, Lord. I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. So I'll be dead and gone. Wouldn't mind your hanging, boys, but you lay in jail so long, Lord, Lord. I've been all around this world.
Thank you, folks. See you later today.
This is our last number, and it's the one that we enjoy the most because, well, this all started for us a long time ago right here on this stage, and we were a trio then. And all of our stuff was arranged that way, and we've been trying to rearrange it as we added members. But this one song was written with everybody in mind, so it works very well with everybody here. And it is about all of our experiences here over all that time. Raven's making hand motions back there, and I don't know what they mean. This is a song that my sister Bettina wrote, and it's called White Springs Yodel.
Beneath the tower, under the Florida skies, we come together for some family harmony. We bring our music, you bring your musical souls. They will feel our hearts from Georgia to the Keys. Adi-da-lay, adi-da-la-hoo. Here on the Suwannee, among the Florida folks, where we all keep Mother Nature company. We hear the music, and it stirs our musical souls. We are glad to share it with the birds and bees. Adi-da-lay, adi-da-la-hoo. Adi-da-lay. When we hear Otto Hart played on this old marble stage, brings back more than 20 years of memories of playing music and joining musical souls. So we may leave our hearts forever in White Springs. Adi-da-lay,